When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. And to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I bet you're smart.
Yeah, and you like to hold your own in the group chat.
We can help you drop even more knowledge. My name is Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Izadi. We host a daily news podcast called Post Reports.
Every weekday afternoon, Post Reports takes you inside an important and interesting story with the kind of reporting that you can only get from The Washington Post.
You can listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. Go find it now and hit follow.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about out-of-body experiences, the scientific search for extraterrestrial life, and biblical prophecies, which may have foretold our current state of global turmoil. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to catch up on what you may have missed from Coast to Coast.
Now, here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you, John Hogue with us. We'll get to your calls in just a second. I just have one more area to talk with John about, and he's writing a book about the late celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain. And, boy, you sparked my interest, John, because it sounds like you had a very similar situation. What happened?
I did. It's really a tale of two suicides. And both of us committed the suicide. The reason I am speaking to you is because my experience with suicide was a spiritual suicide rather than the usual what I call mundane suicide that most people encounter. Basically, in the mundane suicide, I contend that you end up with your pain destroying the body-mind that your mystery of soul is living in. But in the suicide that happened to me, rather than the one that I was indeed mundanely going to do, I saw my misery and my pain commit suicide, and I remained. And so this is one of my most intimate autobiographical tales of about whole other dimensions of my life.
Of all these years, I've never known this.
Oh yeah, I was walking through a golf course in San Pedro, California. I'd just come back from India, and I was still in the tender opening, kind of broke out of my shell of many lives, being with my teacher in India for the first time. And when I came back in the world that was not a place that supported this kind of individual flowering, and I was having a very bad day. And so I was walking down this beautiful, beautiful golf course adjacent to the trailer park that I lived in, overlooking Santa Catalina Island and San Pedro Cliffs. And as I was walking, it just dawned on me, it says, I could just keep walking beyond these cliffs and plummet down 300 feet into the rocks. And I was going to do it because suddenly I had this amazing, unexpected experience of life and death suddenly being very tangible and clear. I got to see how they're really one. They're really, they're a play of complementaries, or in our fear, they're a play of terror and opposites. But what was happening to me, the feeling was, I tried to describe it, but it's beyond words, really, beyond belief, indeed. It was like, it was descending on me, vaster than myself, and I thought, okay, this is happening because I have made the decision to throw myself, walk over this cliff. If I turn away from this, I'm going to lose this amazing experience that's overtaking me, this mystery of life meeting death. So I saw this little eucalyptus tree, and I sat up against it, and I said, okay, before I throw myself over, I just want to feel this and take this with me over the edge. And so I sat there, just going inside and feeling it. And at some point, I felt this electrical energy just rise up out of the ground through the roots of the tree and throw me forward, face down into the crabgrass, where I just began sobbing and sobbing. And suddenly, all of that...
Thank God.
All of that, yes, all of that. Otherwise, I wouldn't be telling this story.
No, not at all.
And there was this moment after I cried it all out, I turned and there was the little eucalyptus tree, and it was just shivering its leaves in the Santa Ana wind. And it was just this moment where I realized the sky, the earth, the tree, existence loved me. Existence sees everything that's created out of it as a phenomenal creation rising and falling, as something absolutely integral, significant. And I had this feeling that so much of what society does to make us feel insignificant, when you go in, even at that moment of life meeting death, insignificant becomes insignificant. So this story is really it's a jump from what I usually write about. It's a whole other level of talking about these things that I haven't done since I did Messiah's book back in 1999. Sometimes these books, you see, I don't write these books. They use me to write themselves. And I had no idea until Anthony Bourdain died how deeply his suicide, how much he was loved and how many people were shocked. In the story, I talk about the moment that inspired me to write this book. I'm in a cashier's line, and there's this old lady, and she's doing something that looks like she's never done before. She's pulled, actually, a magazine out of the rack and looks at it, and it's the People magazine of Anthony Bourdain. And I watched how she touched his cheek on the picture, and the way she did it was so intimate and beautiful. And that's when I realized, yeah, I loved him just as much, and I think I understand what he was going through. He was not a man to believe in fairy tales and imaginary stuff and that Santa Claus is going to save him from his sins and all
right.
of that. It's really...
He's pretty practical.
And people like that, when they die, I always feel, well, there's a person that has the potential to become an awakened one. And as I have been in my private life, which I'm sharing more and more now in this period, especially now when there's so much turmoil, when there's so much angst and polarity, my inner life now as a meditator is now coming more and more into my work, because it is this still point, this center of silence and peace in the cyclone of life that's becoming stronger and stronger. That is what I can share with all of you, is meditation, the science of self-observation, is what more and more I always thought my work would evolve more and more in. It's still prophetic, but it's going to have more of my own authority through my own experiences.
Good for you, John.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.